Thank you.
Back to Ed's question. What is Kissinger doing there? He sent his representative. He's been down in Argentina and Rio, and he's sort of the silent traveler these days, but he is still the one manipulating the strings. That does not mean that he is the top banana, but he's high enough for you ones to understand that there will be a Kissinger, no matter how many it takes of them, because he will be the entity identifiable. And along those lines, that's why he's there, so we can drop that. I don't have to apologize for not getting back to it later, you see. When we talk about replication, one say, well, but this one looks different and this one looks a little younger. Well, all right, let's talk about that. From day to day, you look different. But let's talk about replication. You're not going to be able to find very much of anything different unless there are physical alterations. Now, for instance, if Bush had half his brain removed, let us say, then the replica would have to have half the brain removed to have the same characteristics. But the entity itself, given the same quote, end quote, time, because there is no such thing, and space, because there is no such thing, from a DNA replication, you will have identical, right down to the spots that will turn brown under ultraviolet light or whatever. You have to, because you have just made an exact cellular duplication. Why it begins to look different from time to time is in little characteristics, but not in the overall. When you take a set of twins, identical twins, there will be some little something different because each one has similar DNA. But more specifically, they have identical genetic structure for the most part if these are maternal twins. Paternal twins will not. They may resemble each other because they will have the same genetic makeup scattered about through each, but they will not be unified in the same pattern. We are talking about the DNA structure of replication, which is exact, not sort of. Each twin would have its own DNA pattern, its own DNA blueprint, but the same genetic structure. With the same identical DNA structure blueprint, you will have identical genetic structure. So you're going to reproduce what it is you have, right to the same height, because the same patterns will take over. And then ones have to be altered according to what has been altered through damage. I have a precious one who has written and said, I'm having seizures, I'm trying to get off medication. I had brain surgery, I had a tumor, and they had to do brain surgery, and I'm trying to heal myself. It isn't apt to happen. Stay on the medication if it controls the problem. You have altered the system. Well, can't you restructure the system? Yes, you can, but man as a whole does not understand it enough to do it. You can grow an arm if you lose it. There's no reason that you cannot do it, except that you believe that you cannot do it, and therefore you will not. You have two sets of teeth. One you casually call baby teeth, the other one's permanent, and when they're gone, they're gone. Why? Why? Well, the dentist said so. Well, I ask you why. Well, I only have two sets of seeds for teeth. Well, why don't you get some more? Well, for one thing, it never occurred to you to question it. I mean, that dentist did say you only had two sets. And it doesn't matter. For your length of lifespan, as you've decided it's going to be, two's enough. If you don't take care of them, you deserve to lose them. You see, it's immaterial. And yet you ones get hung up on these things. You will find the majority of you more concerned about whether or not your coffee pot will work than some other magnificent thing in this no time. Should I wear a coat? Should I concern about ventilation? Yep, you better do that. But one asks from Phoenix, for instance, what shall we do? Because if the power is off, it's going to be very hot inside those buildings. Well, if it's nighttime, it could be very cool. But yes, these are things that are apt to happen. But these are things that you can reason out. If you're apt to be without power, what are you going to do? Those are the things you can do. I have to tell you what to do. What would you do if it was wintertime or summertime or whatever? What would you do if you were going to go to the Antarctic? Well, I realize what you're saying is, all right, but hat on. You know, you could just tell us. Why should I tell you? If you are moving into a time of 5 days of darkness, it's going to get cool. But if it's in July in Phoenix and the world doesn't turn on its axis, at which point you wouldn't care anyway, it's warm. So, yes. Well, then I'm asked, how will we tell the difference in the light and the light from a radioactive belt burnoff? Easy. One's going to blind you and you're never going to see again, and the other is going to look like the sky's on fire. And you better protect yourself, but it's not that critical. Well, I want to know exactly. And I have to ask you why. If you never knew about it at all, what would you do? That's what most of the world's going to do. So all you have is an advantage of knowing that at some time out there it's coming, and you have to gauge whatever the idiots are telling you. So you have to watch their actions. And I don't want you relying on me so that you can say, well, it didn't happen after all. Because most of you are getting nudged that it's not going to. I will gather that everybody in this room is almost 100% in agreement with what I just said. You just somehow don't think it will come off. And part of that is because, well, nothing else we said would either. And then you kind of hope, well, it comes off in some way so that we could prove that he was right. Well, right or wrong, what difference does it make? I'm either who I say I am or I'm not. And that's your decision. I'd just be real careful about it if I were you. I mean, don't go spreading it around out loud. That gets you in trouble. You can even suspect, but you may not have to wonder past tomorrow, might you? The point is to alert you and wake you up, so that you can respond according to that which is going on around you. And if you are expecting an earthquake, for goodness sakes, look where you are. And if you have studied geography, you will know whether or not you're apt to be safe or in real danger. And if houses didn't fall down in the place you're in before, you may be okay. But your geologists are suggesting that if you live in Los Angeles, your power's going to go down, your gas lines are going to break, and your water mains. You won't have water, gas, or electricity for a while. So intelligence says the physical body needs at least water. So you need some water somewhere. And you need some food. I don't have to tell you what to get. These are things you would do if you were going camping. I'm not going to make your grocery list. I've done that too. Go read the book. And if you don't know which book, ask George. But you'd be pretty safe just with survival.
Commander?
Yes.
Here's a question that fits in there. Will blindfolds made from several thicknesses of black material give temporary protection for small children when we enter the photon belt?
Oh, absolutely. Remember, when you enter the photon belt, you're not talking about the same thing as if the radioactive belt is burned. And any kind of protection will be adequate because you're going to get inside just as fast as you can. And that will give you adequate protection. I've done a lot of writing lately about the 3 days of darkness, and I intend to do a lot more. And this is going to be spiritual in nature. You're already in the dark ages. There are many definitions for darkness. There's a couple or three for light. Don't get yourselves high-centered on something. It's like I said to Ed and about the church at our last meeting. Don't make the tool your goal. The tool is to use. Let's go through some of Susie's questions so that we don't go on all night here.
We have a lot of friends here, too, who would have questions, I'm sure. Dear Hatton, friends have told us about your taped message to the effect that you and the Brotherhood will take care of California Earthquake-wise as long as Larry, Ed, and Susie are in this area. Friends have told us about your taped message to the effect that you and the Brotherhood will take care of California Earthquake-wise as long as Larry, Ed, and Susie are in this area.
I didn't say as long as. I said somebody better thank Ed for the last big one that didn't happen, and Susie and Larry and a few.
We have most of the tapes, but are still trying to track down that one. So, even though I don't know exactly what you said, I do thank you for the reassurance of your safety net. Thank you even more for the love and friendship that motivates those sentiments. Now that Ed is in Tehachapi, I hope Larry, that's Larry Frank, Larry McCrory, or another Larry I don't know, and I will be enough reason for your protection to continue. You may know Bob and I are efforting to find employment in New Mexico and move there. But when we do accomplish that, we'll be leaving behind many beautiful souls whom you also want to shield. Hatton, please clarify my confusion about the photon belt. In the May 5th Liberator, you stated, quote, I believe you need a little bit of summary because you get into this electromagnetic null zone, which you are going to really begin to feel the impact very soon and by the next year, and you're counting 1993. But you also stated, it will not be later probably than the end of July. You mentioned on tape and in print it will happen, it is inevitable, But also, quote, if you understand and can comprehend the projection of manifestation of creator creation, then you can see that under the right set of circumstances, this could be called off instantly. It would be simply uncreated. What is the set of right set of circumstances? What are the odds that something of cyclic nature, something so vast that it affects much of this universe, would be uncreated? Is uncreating within Earth human capability a result of positive love energy and thus a free will option to us? So few people are aware of this event that those of us who do know have a minute percentage of humankind's collective energy. Furthermore, maybe half of that number want a negative outcome for the billions who will be affected. Or is this phenomenon totally within the realm of God's prerogatives? Does our divine agreement to be in physical form at this time have anything to do with experiencing and possibly affecting the impact of this passage? Maybe that's enough for one question.
Start back up there and I'll go right through.
In the May 5th Liberator, you start...
No, don't start over. Just start where she puts her first question mark.
What is the right set of circumstances? To be called off instantly. Or simply uncreated.
Well, you don't have it. As you move into the cycle of the photon belt, we talk about two things. One is this little null zone that is absolutely a period of nothing. And if all one's perception were focused, you need not experience it at all. You will move into the lighted period of time because of the great cycles. This is your place is projected so that it will circulate, cycle, orbit, whatever you want to call what this kind of action is. And therefore, you will come into the photon period of experience. That is not to be dreaded, not to be concerned about. This is a time that you come into knowing. And it's a time that truth and God can come into being as reality to you. What you ones are hung up on is this little null time. Well, since it's going to take a lot of your population, I can see why you might be hung up on it. But the circumstances would have to be to simply have us take care of it would be that you have something exoheinous going on that you're apt to blow away or dissolve your planet. And that's not the way we intend to have the planet uncreated. So let's go on to the other questions. Because they will answer also that question.
What are the odds that something of cyclic nature, something so vast that it affects as much of this universe, would be uncreated?
Zilch.
Is uncreating within Earth capability a result of positive love energy and thus a free will option to us?
No.
So few people are aware of this event that those of us who do know have a minute percentage of humankind's collective energy. Furthermore, maybe half of that number want a negative outcome for the billions who will be affected. Or is this phenomenon totally within the realm of God's prerogative?
No. It's everything is within the realm of God's prerogative, but that isn't her intent. And she's absolutely right. Most of you ones want to experience it. And some of you will be prepared to experience it and will be totally disappointed not to be able to experience it because there's great knowing that comes with each one of these experiences. And if you've prepared for something, then you, if you've prepared for a camping trip, for instance, you want to go camping, and you're disappointed, and basically you'd like to clean up the planet, or would you? You see, you've got to be honest with yourself. What is it that you really want? Well, you'd like to clean up the planet and have everything. Well, sometimes you have to make a choice.
Does our divine agreement to be in physical form at this time have anything to do with experiencing and possibly affecting the impact of this passage?
Well, yes, of course. It has everything to do with it.
I believe you were responding, at least in part, to my letter about our July 24th, August 16th trip to visit family in Panama and Chile by mentioning on a May 8th tape that for those who must travel at that time, go ahead, but take goggles in your carry-on baggage for yourselves and those whom you will be visiting. But on the June 1 tape, referring to the photon belt's predicted time, you said, quote, I wouldn't fly anywhere then.
No, I wouldn't.
Kevin Lyons, who was talking with someone in Tehachapi about the July 25th seminar in Palo Alto, told me you said it was okay for the Greens to plan to go, but they should drive, not fly.
I just said that it's a lot easier to stop in a car than it is in an airplane. Talk about misunderstanding.
The other element in my trying to discern this timing is that you repeatedly tell us to trust our intuition. After first hearing about the proximity of the photon belt, I agonized over sticking with our travel plans versus canceling them, and my continual prayer was for guidance. After 3 or 4 days of terrible doubt about what was the right thing to do, I awakened one morning with a complete sense of tranquility about traveling on schedule. And even though Bob and I have been reading subsequent Liberator reports and listening to tapes of meetings, that foundation of fearlessness has persisted. Friend, nevertheless, I know my serenity certainly may be only a child of my desire, determination, and not a God-inspired cosmic message. Surely the majority of your readers, listeners, share the same concerns I have. How do we inform and assist in the safety of family and friends? Your varied and conflicting projections make it difficult to know how to warn ones believably. Without an approximate time frame to make the passage realistic, we can't be convincing about the need to prepare. This is critical because the potential for chaos and death can be offset by the potential to prevent it to whatever extent the collective informed can intervene.
Well, let me tell you, what I'm going to say is going to sound bad. Susie's going to have her feelings hurt when I respond to this. I don't think we should be so hard on Hatong for my conflicting and confusing projections. I'd like to save your assets. I need you. Now, maybe that's completely, totally selfish. I'm not going to, even if I knew for sure that it was going to or not going to happen. Inner guidance will tell you. If you override that inner guidance with foolishness, then you're going to pay the consequences. I don't know how to make that more clear. I am not going to assume responsibility for your decisions. I've given you everything that I have to give you. You will have to respond. You cannot crawl in a hole and hibernate. Although, you're going to find that for world travelers who just love to go about here and yon, you're going to have to make some hard choices. It's just like if you had a terrorist uprising in the middle of Jerusalem, you wouldn't go to Jerusalem. Why would you push the river? Why would you jump in daring the river? If there is some real need to go, and you feel okay about going, go. I'm not telling you not to. I'm not telling you to. I'm not going to tell you it's all right or it's wrong. I'm going to say this, that you want me to tell you an exact time to do something so that you can convince somebody else who doesn't believe when you don't believe anyway. And that's for Susie. If you really believed, you would not be on that airplane, lady. Even if there was a possibility I was wrong. You are questioning Hatton about something that scientists on your placement have projected for you. I haven't even told you if it is this year. So I have no confusion. What you are angry about is that I don't clear up your confusion when you know that you're lied to all of the time. But this is information that is obviously being covered at all costs with death threats to ones who speak of it in the scientific community, so you know something is happening. The best way for it not to happen on the 15th or the 25th is for me to say on the 25th it's going to happen, because they can stop it. And they have then got you. You might make the trip okay, but you won't believe Hatton anymore. Well, I'm not going to play into that kind of a sand trap for anybody. Even the master, even the god of your planet doesn't know when he's going to set foot on it again. I'm certainly not going to jeopardize any kind of situation that takes in the whole of a planet to make any traveler feel comfortable or uncomfortable. I'm here to bring God's word of truth. And these things get in my way. If your soul is right, I'd just as soon you make that transition on the 25th of July and be on my side. It's you who's concerned. It's you who's confused about what in the world you believe. I don't think that it's any more remarkable to travel to Chile or Panama on the 25th of July than why would you go to New Mexico. You see, Hatton has to be very practical about it. Why New Mexico? You better think about it. You see, I know why. And you better be sure that you know why. Go on, I think there may be other questions. I haven't scanned it, so. And I say this to Susie, I don't want this to be received as painful. We all need to face this. Not the least of which is greens. For two reasons. You're in the middle of a big move, and you're trying to get cleaned up here, business-wise, by the end of July. My goodness, why would you bring the burden of a coastal meeting on your shoulders? I'm more interested at this particular time in your physical fatigue of having to handle all of this than I am your airplane.
Isn't it incumbent upon us, seeing this possibility to give advice and comfort, to do so? Would it not be working within the dark energies to know of an inevitable, but is it, and not make effort to assist? Is this a divine test?
Yes. It's a divine test, and it's both. It's not your responsibility to cause anyone to do anything. If you withhold information, if you go hide it and refuse to allow other ones to know, then yes, you have some responsibility involved. But if they deny, why would you twist their arm? You're just going to drive them farther away. So no, it is not your responsibility. It is your responsibility, perhaps, to set an example. Why would you bother to tell them about it so they don't do something silly on the 25th while you go fly to Chile? That hardly enforces the possibility in their minds. You have created a total ambiguity and a total contradiction. What difference does it make?
Years ago, when the last passage through the belt was experienced, at what stage of spiritual and technological development was civilization? How did these humans react? What was the population prior to passage and afterwards?
Well, let's put it this way. If the creationists were telling you it was 10,000 years ago, you can bet it was pretty dark. Because it represents a time in the minds of the creationists, according to what they have come up with about people and the beginnings of a species. If they have said it at 10,000 years ago, and that's when you were at this door before, I think it speaks for itself. If it was 3,600 years ago, when Marduk was running around, then you've got a little bit different situation, haven't you? And if it was 28,000 years ago, or if it was 4.6 billion years ago, you have a whole heck of a lot of differences. And you can be sure that at the time of chaos in any civilization, you're going to come into a major cycle. And you are, as a species and civilization on planet Earth, at chaos. And right from chaos comes total destruction and rebirth into light. That's when the phoenix rises again from the ashes. Now, is that the cycle that you're up against? And how do you know? Maybe you've got the wrong cycle. Just like Halley's Comet was not the right comet. Just like May 10th, 1988 was not the right year for Nostradamus. But it puts all of you back to sleep when it's incorrect. And yet they did the best they could, and you didn't read the codes correctly. But every time that you will come to have total rule of evil to this extent, you've got Sodom and Gomorrah revisited. And that was a time of Babylon. And that was a time of total chaos. So it's serious. Whatever else it may not be, it is serious for your spiritual consideration.
Going on with that question, were they aware of the belt's existence prior to entry? Is the collective spiritual involvement of Earth's people what influences the physical effects of the passage on the planet? What geographic and environmental changes occurred then?
Well, you had 40 days and 40 nights of rain, and then you had no rain for some 2,000 years. You can expect to taper off on any rainfall. You're going to learn to utilize the water present on your planet. You're moving into a time of light. It doesn't mean you won't have water. That should scare you worse. These are things beyond the realm of explanation in a series of questions. But all of these questions, if you go to the references, even that I've already given you, much less those that I am now giving you, you'll be able to find your answers. And these are good questions. But you had exactly what you have now. Look at your mountains. Where do you think they came from? You had such incredibly massive upheavals every time these cycles happen. But it is not the photon cycle that's your problem. Please, it is not the photon cycle. It's the body coming toward your planet. It's the same one that tore Earth from Tyonet. And half of it went into an asteroid belt. You don't know how you started, but you didn't start 10,000 years ago. But all of your science now is beginning to confirm it. And then the other half of the receivers say, well, you say it's all an illusion. Well, you get in whichever side you want. Because I don't have any quarrel with it. I just know when you started your program. And I'm beginning to like the attitudes of someone's. And it's very earthly. It's very physical. Well, I'm sick and tired of the waiting. I believe that I'm just going to emotionally take control. If I am God power, then I'm going to take control of some of these things. And I say, thank goodness. Maybe one or two of you are hearing me. You will be given clues. How many will use them? Or will you sit and argue with me about it? Well, I think I better go and look over here. And I think maybe I'll go look in that hole in the ground that you told me about. What do you expect to find in that hole in the ground? Well, I don't know, because you will find exactly what you want to find in that hole in the ground. That's your test. What do you want to find in it? And are you sure? There's not a bigger problem than it is an asset. Or maybe later it becomes something very worthwhile to have. But you have to know about it. But if you can locate that, why in the world can't you locate some physical assets? You know where they are. Why don't you go get them, you see? Well, some are saying, hey, I don't go get them. Because the facts are, in the physical plane, you have to have reasoning and logic to let them happen. Because you are manifest in a controlled environment where they, your other counterparts, won't let you have it if they don't get it too. And they'll figure a way to get it from you if you do not get it properly. And if you're not willing to lay that groundwork, in other words, just exactly what I said to Bogreitz, if you're not willing to do the little things, don't expect the big ones. And by golly, I've got some ones now doing the little things. And look what's happening. Many things are culminating. You are now getting ready to receive, aren't you? Just as fast as your little feet can paddle. And I am so relieved. You will make it happen. I can only provide the way. And if you argue with me that this won't work, it's like the one who lost 110 pounds at Weight Watchers. And she's sitting by someone who says Weight Watchers doesn't work. Oh, really? don't tell me something doesn't work when you haven't even tried it. Are there more questions?
Yeah, only two more pages.
That is Susie.
I know that my third dimensional limitations of knowingness may be precluding, distorting, perception of the overall picture of this belt phenomenon. Nevertheless, I am totally unable to imagine God simply observing maybe billions of his children experiencing terror and many dying due to planetary ignorance of such a vast-reaching event.
You don't have to go farther. She just said it in the first word. I can't imagine. You're going to have to separate your conscious physical expectations. You've got to stop putting your opinion and your connotation on what God would or wouldn't do. You can only discern what you would do. And even you do not know what you are saying. You perceive that you could not stand it either. I can promise you that you not only would stand it, there wouldn't be anything that you would do about it. I could turn the tables on all of you and say, then why don't you fix it? And you return to me, well, God can fix it. I can't. I'm just a little nobody. If you feel that way, then you're a poor reflection of God under all circumstances.
And now I have to fix it.